Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here's an important message from Reverend Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., Senior Pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ.
Did you know that more than half of all the new HIV/AIDS cases reported are among African Americans? Our men, our women, and our children are at risk. We must put aside our fears, exercise our faith, and put an end to this deadly disease. Encourage testing. Learn more about HIV and AIDS.
For testing locations, contact the CDC National STD and AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for listening in this morning. I have a wonderful, beautiful, talented guest this morning, Erica Hubbard. You might have seen her on, well, a long time ago, McDonald's commercial, Reebok, but more recently you probably saw her on Lincoln Heights. And coming up in January 2011, you're going to see her on BET on a new TV series called Let's Stay Together. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, good morning, Joy Keyes. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being on the show. This has just been an amazing year for me, and I can see that it's been an amazing year for you, and more good things are happening. Talk to us about BET Let's Stay Together.
Well, BET Let's Stay Together is a comedy, and it's going to air January 11th, so everybody please tune in. We're going to air right after BET's The Game. And basically, it's about relationships and how people interact with each other, whether, you know, you're engaged or if you're married or if you're single trying to date. And I play a character called Keita Whitmore. And, of course, she's single, and she's trying to find, you know, someone to date. And it's hard for her because, you know, not to say that she's picky, but, you know, she wants the right thing when she's in a relationship. So right now she's on a mancation. And a mancation is this term. It's this term she made up, and it's basically the vacation, taking a vacation from men until she finds the right one. So, you know, Keita, you know, she's out doing her thing. She's outspoken. She's sassy. She loves fashion. And basically, she's now, since she's single, she's telling her brother, you know, what he should look for in his relationship dating his the lady he's engaged to. My brother is played by Burt Belasco, and his wife is a pediatrician. She's played by Nadine Ellis. And so their ups and downs of, you know, their road to, you know, their road of being engaged and how mm-hmm. they deal with each other. And, of course, Keita's there, and she's like, look, I don't know about this one. You know, okay. Maybe so. You know.
She always has her input on something. You think she's jealous of her brother's relationship?
I don't think Keita's jealous. I just think, you know, she has a lot to say. You know, you ever have that one friend that always has to make a comment about everything, even when you don't
mm-hmm.
ask? That's Keita. That's Keita.
Well, you've played a lot of different characters. This is going to be one of your most recent, but you just won you were nominated for an NAACP award in your theater work for What Would Jesus Do? How was that?
Oh, that was amazing. You know, I had wrapped third season of Lincoln Heights playing Cassie Sutton, and, you know, I look up to Russell Hornsby, who played the father on Lincoln Heights.
Awesome actor,
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, he comes from the stage. You know, he just finished Fences with Denzel Washington. So every single year, he would be like, you need to do some theater. So he encouraged me every single season. So finally, I had did it third season, and I had got nominated for NAACP Theater Award.
It paid off. A lot of people don't realize if they don't see an actor on TV or in film, oh, well, they must not be doing anything. But the theater is where you really are sharpening your chops, you know, memorizing those lines every day and new. It's not like film. You know, you do maybe a couple takes, 16 takes, whatever takes, and it's set. But stage is something new every day in front of a new audience. How did that make you feel as opposed to working on the TV?
Joy, I mean, seriously, that is so important that you just said that. I think you get most of your training and honing your skills from the stage. All your great actors come from the stage, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you'll be surprised who has their equity card. So it's not only just about TV and film, but it made me feel like, you know, I was like, advancing my skills, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you have one chance to be on stage that night, and you have to hit all your lines for that hour and a half, and you have to hit all your blocking. You cannot mess up, so a lot of pressure's on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with TV and film, somebody can edit something or shade this, but you're right there raw in front of the audience. So I think that's a wonderful experience, and a lot of people don't get credit. A lot of actors, again, like I said, people, you know, general public don't realize, okay, just because you don't see them on the stage or film, they're somewhere across the country or outside the country doing some theater work. Now, on Lincoln Heights, you play the daughter. And one of the great scenes I love is you were in an interracial relationship, and this guy is messing with you, and he pushes you, and you kind of like twist his hand and do some kind of like defense stuff.
Did you
learn that? Did you do that, or did you learn that for that particular scene?
No, I had to go through stunt training. I had to learn that for that particular scene to push the guy's hand back and, you know, put it behind his back and push him. But, yeah, I like that scene, too, because it was like finally Cassie was standing up for herself. But she's such a withdrawn person, and, you know, she's real lovable and what do you want from me and I'll give it to you type of person.
Mm.
And finally she stood up for herself when someone said something, because usually she doesn't. She usually expresses it through her art. Like if somebody makes her mad, she'll just go home and hold, like, she holds it within. But speaking of, you know, interracial relationships, you know, when I first was, you know, was offered the role, I was a little nervous, like, okay, how is this going to be received? Because, you know, the racism and, you know, people aren't used to, you know, a lot of interracial relationships. But we didn't get any backlash like I thought we would. And I think people tuned in for 4 years to see Cassie and Charles' relationship because they really respected their love for each other. So
respect. Respect is the key word, no matter what your relationship is, whether it's parent, child, or teacher, student, or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, respect is so key. So it doesn't matter what race you are. If you're not respecting the person, it doesn't matter. And you and I talked right before the show started. I don't have an issue with interracial relationships. A lot of, you know, sometimes there's been a lot of articles recently in news of black women blasting black men because they're dating, you know, a white woman or an Asian woman. Or vice versa, you know, black men are looking at the black woman, well, you know, what, we're not, brother's not good enough for you. And that's not the issue. It's that I think you found somebody that cares and respects you, and you know, you mesh on many other levels. We mentioned also that you dated, you know, someone, an Italian guy in high school, and, you know, it just happened that way. It wasn't like you went searching, I'm only going to date a white guy, I'm only going to date this kind of person, you know.
Right. Sometimes you can't help who you fall in love with. You know, mainly I think the key is to look at how that person treats you, their personality, and not their skin complexion. You know, like, and me, I mean, I've dated the whole gamut, you know. You know, right now, you know, it's an African-American guy, but you never know, it could be an Asian guy. You know, key thing is to see how that person treats you.
Definitely, definitely. Now, one of the things I want to mention is that you have a foundation. You really, really, you're very active in helping the youth. Tell them about the Erica Hubbard Foundation.
Ooh, the Erica Hubbard Foundation was established because, you know, I come from a community that dealt with poverty. And sometimes when you have a lot of youth in a community dealing with poverty, you know, we tend to act out in certain ways. So what I'm doing with the foundation is going back to communities. Well, here's the political correct terminology for at-risk community.
Yes.
I mean, basically the hood, you know, I go back and I tell these kids, just because you're in this environment doesn't mean you can't expect something more of yourself. You know, just don't look at your circumstances, because here I was where you're at, and this is how I got out of it. So basically encouraging these kids, because you don't have a lot of kids sometimes being encouraged, and they're looking at their situation, and they're saddened. They're very saddened.
Yes.
So
just
try to motivate the youth to, you know, make something better of themselves and, you know, get good grades and get up out of this situation. You know, it may take a while, but it will happen.
Well, I mean, it's an issue of hard work. You have to take one day at a time, and it may not happen instantaneously. And that's one of the things, I think, because TV, the internet, we got cell phones, everything is very instantaneous these days, that if I can't get that 5G's right now, then I'm nobody. If I'm not flashing the sneakers of today, I'm nobody. And, you know, when you're in high school, it's all about the look. If you don't have the look, you're not wearing the jeans. I mean, my daughter, she goes to high school, she wears a uniform. But let me tell you, they better have the right jewelry on, the right boots on, the hair has to be done, and they're wearing uniforms, mind you, but it's still about the look. So I think that what you're doing is wonderful. You also worked with Hill Harper on his Manifest Destiny Mm-hmm. Talk about how was that working with Hill and the children there?
You know what? A lot of people have found out that I do a lot of charity work because I have worked with the Boys and Girls Club of America. I spoke with them. I had spoke at the Girl Scouts of America and, you know, a lot of churches and community centers.
Mm-hmm.
So they reached out to me and they asked if I could speak to their kids about hygiene.
Yes.
And they said a lot of youth are suffering from, like, okay, you're going to, you know, brush your teeth, brush your tongue, you know, the right deodorant, or changing up your deodorant if it doesn't work, you know, stuff like
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to the youth about that. And, and to, you know, piggyback on what you said earlier, that was one of the hardest times in my life was high school because I didn't have the right gym shoes on or the right, you know, starter coat or jacket or, you know, when we had days to dress up, like free dress. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have the, you know, coolest, hippest, popular gear to wear, and I got teased. So, you
yeah.
know, that is something that's rough, you know. And then you always wanted, like, okay, I need to get a job or I need to get some money so I can, you know, keep up with this fashion. But you know what? I have to go back and tell these kids that don't have money to keep up with the fashion
yeah.
that really your confidence speaks more volumes than what you wear, you know. And literally,
well, you know, you're a little older now, so it's easier said
mm-hmm.
than done for them. But I think
said, yep.
seeing you, you know, you have your a degree. Now, why acting? Why
yes.
did you become an engineer or a plumber or a lawyer? What made you decide to go into journalism and acting? You went to Columbia.
Yes. Well, my dad started me off in acting when I was 9 years old in Chicago. And
okay.
I was doing commercials and voiceovers and theater there. So kind of was a hobby to me. And then I
mm-hmm.
decided to go to Columbia College and minor in theater and major in broadcast journalism.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. So that is another important thing to mention, that a lot of actors have their degrees, undergrad, graduate, and,
mm-hmm.
and people don't realize that. You know, the actors get a bad rep sometimes about they're flaky, you know, they're inconsistent, whatever. But the good actors usually have some kind of degree under their belt. That's where they got all the skills from, you know. So now
yeah.
I heard something about you liking peach cobbler and banana pudding. What's up with that, girl? How do you eat all that and still look so fabulous?
Oh, my God. You know what? I have a bad habit of eating a lot of sweets. and you know what was hard? Because we were in Georgia filming Let's Stay Together for almost 3 months. And, you know, that's, like, down south. So, you can get pecan pie. You can get, of course, your peach cobbler, you know, sweet potato pie, banana pudding. So it was bad. It was bad. I had to come back and exercise a lot. That's all I have to say to it. I had to exercise. I was like, uh-oh, when I get back to L.A.
Right. So now
yeah.
We also talked about you just trying to start the day off right. What are some of the things that you do to help keep you centered? To stay on track? What are some things you do, exercise and eating?
Oh, most definitely. You know, in California, they have a lot of hiking trails, and that's really good for exercising and keeping your, you know, your weight intact. So I do hiking a lot. And also, just like what you eat, I like to detox. Like if I'm going to splurge like I did and eat all kinds of stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta, when I come back here, I like to detox, which is really getting rid of all your toxins out of your body, whether it's drinking a herbal tea that gets rid of your
mm-hmm.
toxins, or, you know, I go to an herbalist, and, you know, he helps me with that, my diet. So stuff like that is
okay.
good for me. And then lots and lots of water. And then also, I believe in this. A massage. All that blockage
yes.
in your body. Oh, my
yes.
God. All that stress
mm-hmm.
and tension that you have throughout the day, go get a good massage. Yeah.
Go get a good massage, definitely. And let me tell the audience, you know, people think that massages, acupuncture, all those things are very expensive. A lot of communities nowadays have schools that are teaching
yes.
massage.
Yes.
You can go to the school, you can get a massage for like $25. I mean, Erica, you know, you're a star. You
yes.
know, you have the financial ability to go to, you know, pay the $250 or whatever. But
uh-huh.
For everybody else out there, trust me, like, for example, in Philadelphia, there's a massage art school. I will give them a shout-out, and they have wonderful services there, and you can get by a student, by an associate, all different levels. So that is something you might want to put into your budget, you know, just to help you relax.
Yes.
In 2011, I'm going to get a massage once a month, $25. Look, people
yes.
spend $6 on cigarettes. You know, a pack of cigarettes
uh-huh.
like $6, $8?
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy
expensive.
To me.
Yeah.
That's expensive, yeah.
No.
Now,
you don't have stress and tension, get a massage.
Get a massage. I agree with you. let me tell you a funny character you played. Everybody Hates Chris. You were the babysitter, and you left the kids.
Yeah.
Now, you know
yeah.
my mom. If you had left my kids' garage, I'd whoop your
Desheena Arnold, I thought she was at the end of the episode. She was really in character. I looked at Desheena and I saw her eyes, and I was like, she, you know, that part where she took off her hair and she was about to grumpy. I was like, I got a little scared, and you know, but
oh my god.
That character was crazy. She was crazy.
That was crazy. What do you think your favorite character is so far in your career?
Oh, my favorite character. You know what? I'm going to say I fell in love with Keita. I really did. Because she's so, like, outspoken, and she's just so comfortable in her own skin. And I love her for that.
Well,
yeah,
let's
keep on Let's Stay Together.
So, Let's Stay Together, and it's going to be January 11th, and you said it's coming on after the game.
Yes, on BET.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you play with some wonderful actors. We already talked about Lincoln Heights, but let's talk about Akilah and the Bee, Lawrence Fishburne. Were you nervous?
I was extremely nervous. It was so surreal, though, because, you know, I was talking to Kiki Palmer's mom, and, you know, she's from Illinois. So we kind of bonded on that note. And then Kiki was in the room, you know, doing the chemistry test with everybody, like, all day. So she was like, well, tell Kiki, you know, you're from Illinois, you go in the room. So when I went in the room, I had mentioned it to her, you know, she got excited. But then there was Lawrence Fishburne. And then also there was a person named Sid Gannis, who was like the president of the Academy at that time. And I was like, okay. And it was tons of people in the room. And I just tried to, you know, focus, pretend like I'm somewhere else, and then just, you know, ad-lib. What ad-libbing is, you know, when they give you some lines, you say your script, and then you can go off book. Well, okay, I'm using all these terminologies. On book is to memorize your lines.
I understand, but let's tell the audience.
Okay.
You get your script, you have a little bit, not a long time to memorize those lines.
Yes, you have to get off book, and that means to memorize your script. So, but ad-libbing is you can use a little extra words to, you know, bring the scene to life. So that's what I did in there. And then, you know, I got the phone call, and I was shaking, and I was screaming. And then guess what I ended up on set with? Like, a few weeks later, it was Angela Bassett. And I was...
Woo! Awesome,
Oh, my gosh, the advice she gave me as far as an actress, it was just so valuable. Mm-hmm. I was just so grateful to be in her presence.
I mean, she's a powerhouse. They're both a powerhouse. But you are becoming a powerhouse, young lady, so don't look back. Just look forward, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Now, you're Creole. We mentioned about the peach pie and the banana soda, but I also know you're a little Creole. You got some family from New Orleans. But you were raised in Chicago, yes?
I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. I was born in the west suburbs, but I don't remember it because I was transferred all the way to the south side of Chicago. Like, you know, my parents had got a divorce, so I don't want to say transfer, but I had to go live, you know, on the south side, and that was my upbringing. Was, you know, off of 87th and Stony Island. If anybody's from Chicago listening, that's my area. So I was born there and raised in Chicago. Yeah.
So let's give a shout out to Chicago because I do have listeners from all over the country, all over the world.
I
love Chicago. Oh my God, I took my daughter there. We needed a vacation from Chicago.
Oh my, it's beautiful. I mean, you can't beat
it's
Lake
beautiful.
Michigan and Navy Pier and our downtown, our magnificent MI. It's just beautiful.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, there's just so much to do. It's like New York. For anybody who's listening, never been to Chicago and think like New York is the only place to go. No. Go to Chicago, the theater,
Chicago. The
planetarium, the Navy Pier, the architecture, the boat rides. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I love Chicago. Okay.
Wait, you're missing the most important thing, the food. Our food, our deep dish pizza.
Oh, my God. That's 10 pounds just talking about the deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Like, that's like 10 pounds on one hip, 10 pounds on another hip.
That is so true. It's worth it. It's worth the 10 pounds.
It is worth it. Very good. Very good food. Oh, and wonderful art. Wonderful museum there, too. I have to mention that. So I just want to give all the shout out. So now, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Behind the camera, still in front of the camera? Where do you see yourself?
Well, in the next 5 years, I see myself producing and starring in my own films. I was just inspired by this new movie that I just saw. It's going to come out. I went to the premiere. It's called Frankie and Alice. And I saw Halle Berry play, like, multiple personalities in this film.
Mm.
So she stars in it, and she produces it, and it's amazing. So anybody, you guys go support her. But, yeah, she encourages me to, you know, produce and star my own film. So I want to do like what Halle Berry's doing.
Yeah. So like a lot of people were doing. Oh, you also played on CSI Miami. Now, Adam Rodriguez has a little small heart, a space in my heart.
Yeah.
He's very handsome. Okay, girl, he's very handsome.
Yeah, he is really a handsome person. He is. Oh, no, and you know what the best part is? He's such a nice guy.
Oh my gosh, the looks is important.
The looks important, but what's more important is like how they treat you, and he really treats everybody like a queen. So, and anybody who doesn't know him, he was in Taraji, that film with Taraji, I Could Do Bad All by Myself.
Yes, yes. Okay, I need a little fan here just in case you guys talk about Adam.
Yeah.
I talk about Adam now, girl. How do you deal with all the attention that you're getting? You know, from men, from fans. How do you deal with that? Do you have security? Do you not go places, or do you feel that you can still go to the supermarket and be okay?
No, well, since I'm in L.A. most of the time, I'm okay with it because, you know, you see everybody, actors, directors, all walking on the streets and, you know, shopping or going out to eat. So it's kind of like, you know, if you come to L.A., you probably will see somebody that's in the entertainment industry. So it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So you're okay. How does your family take
it?
I mean, they must be very proud of you.
My family is excited. You know, I told them that... you know, because the show Let's Stay Together is produced by Jackie Edmonds-Kofor and also Queen Latifah. And so when I told them, like, I'm working with these two great women, they were just like, oh, my God. They were like, I can't believe it, you know. So I was I met Queen Latifah and was like, okay, here we go. This is WC. Talk about another powerhouse. She's like a powerhouse.
Well, I think as an actor, you're at the whim of the studios, you know, the director, this and that. But once you get the producing, the directing, distribution is key. So I think when you, Erica, start getting into that realm, I think you'll even just so much more confidence will come, just like Halle was telling you, that is the way to go. You have more control over your destiny, you know, definitely.
Yep.
So now,
I totally agree.
What were some things you could tell young actors to look out for? Some pitfalls that you might help them avoid?
Well, most definitely, if an agency is trying to charge you before you book a job, before you're offered a role, that's the wrong agency to go with. So make sure that, you know, people are not trying to get any upfront fees from you, because there's no such thing as upfront fees. I have to pay a certain amount of money. So that could be a pitfall within itself. Don't come out of your pocket until you get a job, and then give them a percentage of what you get. Yeah.
And then, yes. And now what about, do you think they have to go to L.A. or to New York? Only Atlanta, Tyler Perry's in Atlanta. Where in the country do you think they should go?
Ooh, well, first and foremost, for pilot season, which is, you know, when they start auditioning for all the new shows that are coming out, I would say L.A. first for pilot season. Pilot season usually starts in right after the New Year's for January. Come out here and then good luck.
Good luck. Now, you know, they hear a lot of these come on, we got to give them like a rabbit's foot or something. We can't just say good luck. We got to pray for them, light a candle for them.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, Joy Keys. Like, a lot of people come out here and they think it's easy, and it's like, okay, good luck.
I think you got to have a strong support system. Don't just go out there on a whim. Really have your stuff together. Have your reel together. Have your pictures together.
Make some contacts before
you go out there. Yes, your headshot and your resume, all those things. And you're battling against – there's some wonderfully talented people in the world that haven't made it yet and may not make it. And so you have to be ready to battle against them. And there's people like Erica, I'm sure you've gotten you've been turned down for roles, and you've gotten some – it's just a constant battle. It's constantly turned down, accept.
That is so important you said that. Do not compromise yourself when you come out here. If you don't feel comfortable doing a role, I don't care if it's the biggest company, whatever, studio film, and it can make you a starring person, do not do it. If something else is going to come along, and just you just got to have faith, too, because I turn down stuff where people are like, but that's airing on such and such network right now. But something else comes along. Always remember that. Do not settle.
Yes, don't compromise, because then you regret, and you don't want to live with regrets about, why did I do that? You know, what is my family going to think? What are my children going to think? You know, my spouse? Or what am I going to think 5 years from now when I am in a different place in my life? And I did, why did I do that? You know, like Erica just said, there will always be another role. Trust me, entertainment industry is not going anywhere, and there will always be another TV show, a film. There will always be another theater. If not, you can build your own theater, you know. If you're a young person out there, let's think about owning your own theater, owning your own distribution, owning your own film studio. So so now let's, again, mention Let's Stay Together on BET coming January 11th, right?
Yes, January 11th, 2011. Well, we're saying, and you know what, you guys, for everybody listening, you know, Facebook us and look us up on Twitter as well. And, you know, support, follow us. But Tuesday, January 11th, we say 1111, and it's going to be on BET right after the game.
Okay.
Keep those, keep that in mind. Please support, you know. We
definitely
totally
support
appreciate
the
everything.
Black actors. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, can you cook? Because you're talking about eating, but can you cook something? Can you cook pizza cobbler? You have a special recipe?
Ooh, what can I cook? You know what? I don't really cook that much. I really don't. When I do cook, my thing I like to cook is like spaghetti. That's what
spaghetti.
I like to cook.
Okay.
But you know what? Coming from the Creole background, we grew up on like jambalaya and gumbo. And then
catfish.
I think my mom made this up. Yes. I think my mom made this up. This is Creole goulash. And I don't know, but sometimes I find myself making some goulash where you just throw everything in the pan and you make a meal of it.
Okay. All right, Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Everybody, please check out Let's Stay Together, coming out January 11th, 2011 on BET. It's coming on right after the game. Check your listings in your area. And also check out Erica's foundation, the Erica Hubbard Foundation. Support her, donate her. We need to help our youth. They need direction and guidance, and Erica is definitely a powerhouse in that area. So thank you so much, Erica, and much success to the foundation and the TV show.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Saturday.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today. That was a wonderful interview. I just finished with actress Erica Hubbard. You can check her out on the TV show Let's Stay Together, starting January 11, 2011 on BET. Next week, I'm going to have another powerhouse on, singer Kessie from South Africa, live from South Africa next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Check me out. You can call 646-929-0368. Also, you can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. Or you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And coming on the 18th, I'm going to be doing a show live from Holland with author Linda Coleman. She talks about the crisis caravan. Is aid really helping people, or is it just being corrupted like everything else? So check that show out. Again, follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. Become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I want to let everybody know we are past 40,000 downloads of the podcast. I just want to thank you so, so much for supporting this show, supporting the guests, purchasing their books, listening to their music. I really, really appreciate that. I could not have done that without all the listeners. 40,000 downloads. So our goal next year, people, spread the word. 80,000 downloads. That's what we're trying to aim for, and I hope that we can do it. I hope that my shows have been helpful to you, to your family, your friends. I hope that I have somehow helped you just deal with things that are going on in your life. A lot of us have issues, whether it's medical, mental, social, whatever it is. I hope that the show has been helpful to you. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful upcoming week and a wonderful holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah, which I believe started a couple days ago, Kwanzaa coming up, Christmas. Just have a wonderful season in your life. Thank you so much.
Hey, parents, say hello to Instant Style with Fashion On. Just spray and look cool in an instant.
What about my bifocals?
Hey,
I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion. Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.